Peter Campbell. A very good afternoon to you, Pete.
G'day, Adam. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Pete. Now, Pete, quite an impressive resume. I'm thinking where to start. So, troubled childhood. Struggle with addiction.
No.
Cut your teeth in a garage rock band.
What's that? I'm a complete failure when it comes to, typical music aficionado,
Were the real Peter Campbell, please stand up.
I'm on my feet.
Where to start? Born in Singleton, New South Wales?
Yep.
You took the stage as a 9-year-old, as a magician.
I did. Well, these things happen. My family was all very musical and oriented to that sort of thing, and my uncle was a magician. I really liked that. I was fascinated by the way you could completely bamboozle people and still have them like you at the end of it. So this guy took me under his wing and taught me a few things. And then I was suddenly found myself performing to, honestly, quite large crowds at the age of 9. I remember there was about 1,000 people at one thing I did. And you think, how did this happen? What's a nice guy like me doing there? But it was addictive, and I really liked the sense of communication with an audience, yeah.
And 3 years on, the folk boom was in full swing, and you connected as, I guess, a classical musician.
Well, look, I'd learned violin and piano and done all those things, and when you're 12 or 13, it didn't appeal to me to continue doing those things, and I wanted to be outside kicking a ball, I suppose. But then I started listening, what was coming on the radio was essentially the folk protest era. So this was 1963. And I was hearing music that made me feel completely different stuff to the sort of classical church music that I'd grown up on. And I just essentially commandeered my brother's guitar and thought, I'm going to do this, see what happens. So I learned from that very tender age how to play the guitar from listening to records by Peter, Paul and Mary and Joan Baez, who was it back then? Dylan was there and so on. So that's kind of where I came from and what happened to me when I was 13 and 14.
And let's talk about PPM. But look, before we do, at 18, you were technically studying architecture at the University of Sydney, taking a crash course in real life, documenting what you've discovered.
Well, I'd grown up in a very conservative Christian family, and I got to university to study architecture, and I thought, whoa, this is nothing like what I was told life was going to be like. And Graham Bond was one of my tutors. Of course, people remember, know Graham as Auntie Jack.
Auntie Jack.
You know, I got involved very quickly with the Architecture Reviews, which was one of the sort of seminal student reviews of the time. And in terms of my crash course in real life, this one was, a huge slice of it. So I did a lot of that. Then 18, 19, I was involved. Graham asked me to be part of a professional theatre review at the Phillip Theatre in Sydney, which I did, called the Candy Stripe Balloon. It was, I can't believe these things happened to me. What was a nice guy like me doing in a place like this? And I tell you what, it opened my eyes to what it is to be human, and that we are all different, but in the end, we're all the same. We all have pain. We all have joy. It was a wonderful time, and I started writing songs, and so wonderful.
You featured in the Phillip Street Theatre production, A Candy Stripe Balloon, and the ABC film, A Man on a Green Bike.
Man on a Green Bike, I didn't actually feature, I have to tell you, but I was there, yeah.
And you bought a Mason Southern Star 12-string guitar and began performing at concerts.
Yeah, that's right. This is kind of, the more you learn, the more you think, the more you realise how much you don't know, and I started turning those discoveries into music. And, yes, I bought my first really great guitar, which I still love, and, I've had it now for over 50 years. Really discovered what it is to be able to bring, I suppose, one's own experiences of life into sort of a universal way to an audience, and to have them respond positively, overtly sometimes, it's a great pleasure and as a responsibility as well.
And in 1975, you released your first album of Time and Its Distance. What was it about folk music that had you so captivated, Pete?
Look, in the end, when you pulled the plug out of most music, it turned out to be folk music because there's no production. You put a classical guitar in, or an acoustic guitar in the hands of any of the people who write the great songs for the great bands, you know, like Bono or the Beatles or anybody far more recently than that, Coldplay, etc., etc. It turns out to be just this human music of people writing, pouring out their hearts and their minds and their souls into a song, and it is all, in the end, the music of the folk who make it. And that's, I think, my definition of folk music. It's just the music of the people. It's human music. It's that humanity that I wanted to get to and still want to get to.
And it was the release of the 1975 album Of Time and Its Distance that introduced you to Noel Paul Stookey of PPNM.
Well, no, actually. I met him when I was 19.
Okay.
Interestingly, and that was when they did a major tour of... Well, it was on a world tour, and they were in Australia, and they were in Sydney, and they were at the stadium, which is long gone, in Rushcutters Bay. And he came back to a friend's house one night, and in the garage, sang a few songs and told his story.
Wow.
And I was there.
In a garage?
You know, and I was 19. I thought, oh, my goodness.
International folk royalty.
This is pretty amazing.
In a garage. That's kind of cool.
That's right. No, well, but that's the nature of this kind of music. And I think people need to recognise that there is a power to the simplicity of it, and the fact that it is coming out of the fingertips of somebody without really any production. You know, things have moved on, my music's moved on, but that's why the power of this music, I think, is very special and very much alive today.
And let's jump forward to 1982, where Peter, Paul and Mary covered your song Wild Places.
Yes. Well, I had been Noel Paul Stookey. He knew my music, he loved my music, and I was very flattered and kind of moved by that. And I had toured here with him as he did a solo tour here. And he said, listen, this music, we've got to record it, do a second album, come to my studio in Maine in the States, and I'll record it. So I thought, I can probably squeeze you in.
I did hope you said that.
So we went as a family. So there were four kids under six.
Wow.
And toured across the States, singing at various places to defray the cost. Ended up in a cabin across the duck pond from his house in Maine, and spent time in the studio over a couple of months putting all this together and going to the festivals over there. And it was the time of my life. I just thought, this is living. But it taught a lot as well. So that happened, and Wild Places was on my album. Then Noel came to me sometime later and said, listen, Peter and Mary want to sing this on our next album. And I said, oh, I might give you permission. And anyway, I caved in and let them do it, you know.
Everyone does. And then 1982, Australian tour, Peter Campbell, you supported Peter, Paul and Mary.
Yes, I went around the country with them. That was terrific. Just actually working alongside, well, they were global superstars. You know, they were the,
folk royalty,
folk royalty. But of course, it was a long time ago.
And here you are in the 2020s, Pete. You're bringing a wealth of finely crafted songs to contemporary audiences. You're playing 6 and 12 string guitars and banjo. We've had you here in the studio a few times, Pete. Your stuff is beautiful. You're a believer in the power of voices in harmony, and you engender a joining of hearts and voices that transcend pure listening experience. I'd like that quote.
Yes, well, look, I think one of the great strengths of this kind of music is that people engage at a deep level. And, you know, you go to any concert and people sing along and they sway and they know the words. All of that's good. I think that, you know, when you're playing acoustically and the music, there's very little, if any, production. There's no... It's all pretty much people producing the music with their own hand. It has a power that is very telling. And when you add to that voices raised in harmony about things that stir the heart, it adds another dimension to the whole thing. And I love that. I love it when people join you and sing. And so I always try to include some songs that have that aspect to them, where people can join and they can lift their own voices and they can feel the vibrations from the people beside them.
It's been said your music is charged with honesty, activism, human emotion, humour and personal politics.
That sums it up, I reckon.
Yes. Pete, it's very exciting for us here at Highland FM to be featuring you as our 100% homegrown Artist of the Month. And I'm really looking forward to the concert on the 26th of November. And you're playing with your son, Beau, who in his own right is an ARIA award-winning musician.
Lead guitarist and singer in Front End Loader, and that's no small thing. Mind you, that music is as far from me as you can get. But when you pull the plug out, it sounds like folk music to me.
Well, it all goes back to the cotton fields, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And the other person who's playing with me, very exciting, is Brian Rapsey. Brian is such a hidden talent musically. He's a wonderful harmonica player and a wonderful man, but he's also an award-winning cinematographer, swanning around the world to film festivals and being awarded with all sorts of things. So I am so honoured to have these two guys happy and excited to play with me. And if Highland FM want some kind of qualification of why I'm worth it, I think having them coming down and playing with me, I think is a very good indication. But I want to thank you guys at Highland FM. What a great thing you do to promote original talent, original artists, and to discover them and to promote live music around the Highlands and the region. Thank you so much.
Independent Australian music is where it's all at. Pete, you're a Southern Highlands resident, a strong environmentalist, a true gentleman, humble to everyone you meet, just a damn nice guy. Pete, it's been such a pleasure talking with you this afternoon. Really looking forward to featuring your music throughout the month across all programs here on Highland FM. Really looking forward to the concert. We have a wonderful lineup, the beautiful voice of Lauren Amber, Ben Malone, who we featured as our October Artist of the Month. What a great lineup. And I encourage anyone out there, all the listeners, to jump online to the Highland FM webpage. Shameless plug, highlandfm.org.au.
Oh, look, absolutely, totally shameless.
Isn't it? It's the hottest ticket in town.
Right now, everybody.
The hottest ticket in town. And you know what's wonderful about the, you know, $25 a ticket, and we price them so all ticket sales go towards the performing artists. Individually, I would go and see all the concerts that we have. This is our Highland FM Concert 5. I would pay to see any one of these artists performing. I'm really looking forward to the 26th. Pete, a wonderful coup for Highland FM to have you on board and to feature your music throughout the month.
Well, thanks, Adam. I'm thrilled and look forward to meeting people on the 26th, and watch out for what I might do afterwards, because I'm really looking forward to getting out there.
And Pete, I've got your track Wild Places lined up. I was hoping you could kick off proceedings for our November Artist of the Month for Peter Campbell.
Let me say to everybody out there listening, this is very slow and intense. It is beautiful in its way. Let me say that Peter Campbell live in 2022 doesn't reflect where Wild Places was in 1983.
And the 100% homegrown concert, it's a rare opportunity to experience live one of Australia's greatest folk artists, Peter Campbell, Wild Places. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, everyone.
Between us, solitude complete, stillness clear and close as heaven's door. The earth beats out its rhythms in slow, perfect time, counterpointed harmony. Fight the battle here, where there's time to fall in step. The secrets are still known here, but the secrets never kept. Wild places, someplace we can see the far. To be broken, to be sure, can we embrace this strange awakening together? There's wisdom carved into creation, the old relationships defined, as forbidding as her truth may be. Change faster than we care. Already we're a long way from the children we began. taken good what they found on the wood, what they learned on the land, putting dreams back together, talking it through, reaching out for a
beautiful track. Is there any wonder Peter, Paul and Mary folk royalty covered that on their 1992 album Such Is Love?